Morning. Today's Av Menachos, Lamed Ches, we are Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. We are towards the bottom of the Amud, and we are starting the sugya today of Tzitzis. You can find us about two-thirds of the way down in the Gemara. The Arba Tzitzios Ma'akvah Zuhadzu, the four Tzitzios are Ma'akvah Zezesh, Abra Asam Mitzvazachas, because they are all one mitzvah. This takes us back to the Mishnah. So we have been in a lengthy Gemara discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah takes us all the way back. Takes us really far back. Mishnah finds itself all the way back on Chav Ches. Okay, just a short ten dapim ago. Week and a half ago. Okay, so if you remember the Mishnah told us those things which are ma'akev zezeh, and of the four things, so we talked about the two parshios and the mezuzah, and the dalet parshios and the tefillin, and the dalet tzitzios and the four strings. So something we all know, we're all familiar with. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah where it sits. It's found in Parsha Shlach. It's the end of the Parsha. We say it twice a day as one of the Parshios of Kriya Shema. So in Kriya Shema, so there are three Parshios that we say. Third Parshios is the Parsha of Tzitzis. And why is it brought into Shema? So ostensibly the reason why is because it has Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in it, and that is a mitzvah coming upon us on a daily basis. Okay, Kipshuto. But anyway, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tzitzis tells us that when we are wearing a garment that has four corners on it, so then we are obligated by the Torah to affix to them strings on the four corners, exactly how the strings are affixed. So that's going to be coming up later. As we begin the fourth parak later this morning, so we're not going to do it today, but coming up later is going to be the details regarding how exactly to attach the four strings to the four corners. But there's a mitzvah of putting tzitzis on your beged. In the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says that dalet tzitzios ma'akvah zuhadzu, shaba arba asa mitzvah achas. So there is an opinion in the Mishnah that although there are four corners on your garment, and there are going to be attaching four strings to the four corners of the garment, but they all represent one mitzvah. That is the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah brings in the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel amar arba asa arba mitzvos. That the four really represent four separate mitzvos. So, okay, and the Gemara's question now is going to be very simple, and that is, what is going to be the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yishmael? So clearly, they have a conceptual difference in terms of how to look at the mitzvah of tzitzis and the four corners of the four corners of tzitzis. But when all said and done, it's actually pretty straightforward. You're wearing a four-corner garment, you put tzitzis on them, you did the mitzvah, and that's great. But the idea that there's a distinction between whether it's one mitzvah or four separate mitzvahs, so good. Conceptually, I understand they differentiate. But practically speaking, what does that mean? And that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara attempts to answer that question. So what is the difference between the two? As Rashi points out, I need four tzitzis on the four corners. So what is the practical difference? Now, it's really interesting, by the way, because the Gemara does not mention what I would call the most obvious difference between them. If, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the four tzitzios are four separate mitzvos, so that means that each one exists in of itself. Right. If each one of them exists in of itself, let's say you don't have four. Let's say you have three. Let's say you have two. Let's say you have one. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, so then put it on. Put on even the one tzitzis, two or three tzitzios, in that each one of them is independent. And according to the Tanakhama, so no. In other words, they all are four components. They're like the dalet minim. I know I made that comparison a lot lately, but it's a good comparison. It's like the dalet minim. If I have the dalet minim for sukkos, so let's say I got three, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, but it's not good enough. In other words, it doesn't work. The dalet minim on sukkos only works when you have all four minim. So same thing with the tzitzis. In other words, three is not going to be good. You need four. So I would have told you that's going to be the most basic nafka mina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel. And here I'm about to tell you, the Gemara does not mention it at all. Gemara does not make that even as a suggestion.
I guess to subtract four mitzvahs from 613.
Okay, fine. That's accounting. That's an accounting issue. Fine, but it's a fair point. But in other words, it's not even brought up in the Gemara, what I would call the most obvious answer. And so why isn't it brought up in the Gemara? So the Gemara doesn't discuss it, obviously. That's the question. The question is, why doesn't the Gemara discuss it? So the Rishonim already discussed it, and it is discussed, meaning why the Gemara doesn't give the most obvious answer. But in the meantime, however, we're going to go with the Gemara's answers, which are a slightly less obvious. Amar Rav Yosef, son of Betzitzis, Yigabe Nayu. So the Gemara gives now a number of suggestions in terms of what would differentiate Tana Kama and Rabbi Shmuel. So we start with answer number one. Answer number one, Rabbi Yosef's answer is, let's say you put tzitzis on a linen garment. So let's introduce ourselves to a topic which is going to be a recurring theme throughout the entire sugya of tzitzis, and that's the following. The strings themselves are made of tcheles, and tcheles is really a color. It's a dye. It's blue. Okay, and if you want more information on the color blue, so I have information. But for our purposes right now, tcheles is a dye. It's blue. But as we're going to see again, time and again throughout the entire sugya, it is a color, it is a blue dye, but it's always assumed to be going on a wool string. The strings that are used for the tzitzis are assumed to be wool. So that means to say that it is strings made up of wool that are dyed the color blue. That's the tzitzis. What about the beged? What can the beged be made out of? I mean, we're going to be discussing this over the course of our sugyas, our tzitzis sugyas. But the answer really is it can be made up of anything, of any material. It could be made up of wool, it could be made up of a non-wool, it could be made up of linen. Okay. Now, if it's made up of linen, so that means that I have a linen garment and I am knotting wool strings onto the linen garment. And now what? So that's what's called shatness. When I permanently affix wool and linen together, so I'm violating shatness. And yet we know that by tzitzis, that's okay. The Torah puts together the Isser of Shatnez right next to the Pasuk of Tzitzis in Parshas Kiseitze. And that comes to teach us that although Shatnez in general is Usser, but by Tzitzis, you can have a wool and linen combination, a wool and linen blend, even in Tzitzis. Okay? And it may be the source for the mitzvah of essay, of the principle of essay docha lo sase, the positive commandment, is going to override the negative prohibition, a topic which also is going to be coming up later on. Okay. But basically, just let's get familiar. Let's get comfortable. I have a linen garment, what the Gemara refers to as sadin. I'm going to put tzitzis on it, which is going to always be wool, and that's going to be the difference between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Shmuel. Now you have to ask the question, how is that a difference between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Shmuel? Rashi writes as follows. Sadin Rashi, I'm reading the Rashi. Sadin depishan betzitzis betchelas da'amra, who? Ika benayu. Lit Tana Kama da'amra mitzvah achasein. So according to the Tana Kama, where it is all but one mitzvah, hilkach I chaser sadin tzitzis echad leka mitzvah. V'havaluhu inach kelayim. So let's say I put not four tzitzios on the four corners, but let's say I put three tzitzios on the four corners. Now, according to the Tana Kama, am I good? No, I'm not good. Because remember, all four represent one mitzvah. You only fulfill the mitzvah when you have all four corners covered. So that means anything less than that, if you have three corners covered, so that's not a mitzvah. So now I'm violating kalayim in a place where there's no mitzvah. That's not good. That's exactly the point. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, lo have a kalayim da shal shin nishar shal shem mitzvah. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, this is great. It's not a problem whatsoever. Because all corners are independent mitzvahs, and because they're independent mitzvahs, so therefore, if I have only three of the four covered, that's fine. You fulfill three mitzvahs of tzitzis, so you do have the mitzvah, even though it's shatnez, but it's shatnez b'malka mitzvah, and that would be fine. This is answer number one. Answer number two. Back to the Gemara. Rava barahini amar talis balas chamesh ika b'nayhu. Let's say you have a talis that has five corners on it. Now, geometrically, I'm always confused in terms of how we're getting five corners on one garment, but let's leave the geometry aside. In other words, if you have a five-corner garment, so is it required in tzitzis? Is it obligated in tzitzis? So we already learned earlier the answer is yes. Unequivocally, the answer is yes. Okay, do I put it on all four corners, or do I put it on the fifth corner as well? And that, Gemara is now suggesting, is going to be subject to a debate between Rabbi Shmuel and the Tana Kama. Once again, I turn back to Rashi, and we're going to see Rashi inside. Balas Chamish Rashi writes, She chatach mi keren echad ba'alachson v'avavu shnei kranim. So Rashi says that you're going to take a corner and you're going to cut it in the diagonal, and now you're going to have five corners. Now you're going to have five corners. In other words, you made one corner into two. Now, granted, by the way, if I'm looking at it right, and if I'm analyzing correct, so what we have is a corner, but it's not at a 90 degree angle. It's at a 45 degree angle because I cut the corner into two on the hypotenuse. Okay, again, I don't want to focus on the geometry, but. Okay, and Rashi just simply tells us, as we're going to learn later, as I already pointed out, If you have a five-corner garment, it is obligated in tzitzis, period. We know that. And now the Gemara now says, here's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel. L'Tanakhama, Dar Mitzvah Sachas, Sein Tzavar Arba, Dafka L'Mitzvah, Achas. So according to the Tanakhama, so it's one mitzvah. What's one mitzvah? Four corners is one mitzvah. So even though a five-corner garment is obligated in tzitzis, but you're not going to put tzitzis on all four, on all five corners. In other words, there's only one mitzvah to accomplish, and that is to cover four corners. V'chi Rabbi Rachman Abbas Chamesh lahatel arba kanaf oser Rabbia v'lo lahatel kanaf chamishi u'mitzvah tzitzis bedalat kanafos. So, and that means that according to the Tanakhama, there is a ribui. The ribui just simply says that five-corner garment is obligated in tzitzis. Now, as far as how many you put on, according to the Tanakhama, the answer is always going to be four. Four is an objective amount. Four corners. Good. Now, Ula Rabbi Shmuel da Amar Arba San Arba Mitzvos. So now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, where every corner exists in of itself as an independent mitzvah, so if you have four corners, so how many tzitzis do you put on? Four. Now, follow the logic. If you have five corners, how many do you put on, according to Rabbi Shmuel? The answer is going to be five. Every corner is a mitzvah, Rashi says. So the Arba, sorry. Ula Rabbi Shmuel, I'm backing up one line in Rashi. Ula Rabbi Shmuel, da Amar Arba San Arba Mitzvos, ki Rabbi Rechman Abalas Chamesh Nami Lahata Lekulu Rabye. In other words, every corner now is going to require a tzitzis. Da HaKol Chad Mitzvah Ba'an Pei Nafshe, because every corner exists as its own independent mitzvah. And that is going to be our second nafgamina between the two. Ravina Amar, now we're back to the Gemara, number three. Ravina Amar, Rav Huna Ika Benayhu. The difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel could be that of Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna say? Amar Rav Huna, Yosef Betal She'enu Mitziyasas Ki Ochasa B'Shabbos Chayv Chatas. Let's say you walk out on Shabbos and you're wearing a four-corner garment, but you're not wearing the requisite number of tzitzios on the four corners. Okay. Rashi. Kule Alma Islahu De Rav Huna. Everyone subscribe to the idea of Rav Huna. Mir. Let's say we go like this. In other words, you put on three of the four corners. You put on strings on three of the four corners. So now, you walk out on Shabbos with your garment of four corners, where only three of them have tzitzis. And so now, according to the Tanakhama, you are now missing a corner of your tzitzis. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah. And now what are you doing as far as the strings are concerned? You're simply carrying strings. Rashi writes, I'm reading the Rashi. Da'avalut tzitzis masui. The strings themselves now are considered a burden as they are no longer representing part and parcel of the mitzvah. You are now carrying the strings. Ula Rabbi Shmuel. Now as far as Rabbi Shmuel is concerned, the havya mitzuyas is kilchasa. So that the tzitzis are considered proper tzitzis, meaning you're fulfilling three mitzvos. The gemal mitzvosika, the ain't apostle. Ud Rav Huna ba'asuya the apostle. So and as far as Rav Huna is concerned, meaning you could construct a scenario, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, where it would be considered carrying. But anyway, but the point of all this is that that would be another nafgamina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel. Whereas according to the Tanakhama, again, the case is, you're wearing a four-corner garment, you have three of the corners have tzitzis on them, you walk out on Shabbos, so into Rishus HaRabim, according to the Tanakhama, you're carrying. You're carrying the strings. The strings are not fulfilling a mitzvah. They therefore are not considered part and parcel of the beged. They therefore are a masui, a weight, and you're carrying it. Masha'en Ken, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not carrying. Because the three tzitzis that you put on three of the four corners are considered a mitzvah, and therefore you are considered like you are wearing the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore not carrying. So far we have now three nafkaminas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Rav Shisha Bereder of Edi. Gemara now goes into a number of halachas revolving around the mitzvah of tzitzis, and specifically the corners. Halacha number one, Haiman de Batzre Leglima, Lo Aviv Lo Klum. Let's say you literally, Batzre means to reduce. You reduce one of the corners, you have done nothing. What kind of reduction are we talking about over here? Rashi writes, Shechatach echan min akranos, chaticha kegon pigima, dinir kishne kranim. So you cut a corner in a way where actually you're not taking away corners, but you're actually adding corners. So again, a little bit of geometry over here. So in other words, you're taking a corner, and let's say you're cutting it so that instead of now you're cutting it on the hypotenuse. So now what you're doing is you really have two corners. And again, I know these corners now that are left over are not 90 degree angles. They are 135. Okay. Anyway, but still, each one of them represents a corner. And so therefore, all you've did is just simply added corners. And as we already established, a five-corner garment is obligated in tzitzis. So, the Gemara, I'm just going to read the line of the Gemara again. Ha'iman debatzu l'glima lo aviv lo klum shavya talis balas chamesh. Because what you did is now you made the talis from four corners to five corners. Good. Next. Amar misharsha ha'iman ditsayre l'glima lo aviv lo klum. Let's say you knotted up one of the corners. So you took a corner and you made a knot in it, and so now it no longer is a corner. My time at the command of Sharia Dami, because a knot is not a big deal. A knot is not halachically significant. Vitananami, in fact, a Mishnah in Kalim, Kol Chamasos, Hatsruros, Taharos. If let's say you have a chemis, some sort of jug, it's made out of leather, it's like a pouch, and it's not closed. And how do you close it? You put a knot in it. So the Mishnah in Kalim says it's Tahor, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Because the knot's not a big deal. In other words, they could easily be untied, and therefore it's not considered a keli, and it's not mekabel tuma. Chutz mishal aravim. However, Arabian knots or Arabian jugs, that's the way they normally make it, with a knot, and therefore it's considered a keli. Okay, but anyway, so what do you see clearly from that Mishnah Kalim? A knot is not viewed as something which is permanent, and so therefore if I knot one of the corners, it's still considered a corner. Amrav Dimi Minarada, one more halacha regarding corners and what we did with it. So far we cut it a corner, we cut a corner, we knotted a corner, and now we're going to stitch a corner. Hayman dechaite leglima lo aviv lo klum. So let's say you stitch up one of the corners so that no longer looks like a corner. Imisid lo mi baile lifsuk velishte. So the Gemara says now, is stitching a big deal? The Gemara is arguing right now it's not a big deal. You got rid of the corner through stitching. If you really wanted to get rid of the corner, you would have cut it off. You would have rounded it off. By virtue of the fact that all you did is just simply stitch it, that's not considered significant. Continuing the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Abarsan, Arba Mitzvos, the four or four Mitzvos, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Alachik, Rabbi Shmuel. So now the Gemara takes sides on which position do we follow? Do we follow like the Tanakama, where all four of the Tzitzios represent one mitzvah? Or according to Rabbi Shmuel, where there are four mitzvahs, the Gemara quotes in the name of Shmuel, that the halacha in fact follows like Rabbi Yishmael. But the Gemara immediately rejects that position, and the Gemara says that the halacha does not follow like Rabbi Shmuel, otherwise stated, the halacha follows like the Tanakama. Ravina havaka azel abasre damar bar Rav Ashi b'shabasa deregila. So the Gemara tells a story where Ravina was walking behind Mar bar Rav Ashi. And it was the Shabbos of Yontov. Shabbos of Yontov, the Gemara over here says Rashi, does not mean Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but rather the Shabbos before Yontov. Shabbos before Yontov is incumbent upon the Rav to give a drasha about the halachas of Yontov. Okay, we describe that as Shabbos HaGadol. But the idea is to speak about the halachas. There are a lot of halachas regarding Pesach, and so therefore the... Rashi quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, Sholem behilchos haPesach kodeh haPesach lamayom. So already 30 days before Pesach, you got to get involved in the halachas because there's a lot to talk about. Anyway, if the kind of dechite, so they're walking, right? The whole point is that they're simply walking together on Shabbos, and if the kind of dechite, so one of the corners got snapped off while they were walking. Okay, it was dragging on the ground, and whatever, he stepped on it. However it happened, one of the corners fell off. And as far as saying something, while they were walking, he said nothing. And then when they get to the house, so then he informed, and you know, one of the corners of your garment snapped off while we were walking on Shabbos. And so now, now he said to him as follows, you know, if you would have told me back then, I would have taken off my tzitzis back then. Now, understand, by the way, tzitzis back then is not like tzitzis like now. What do we have now? So we have clothing, modern clothing. And so our modern clothing does not have four corners on it. And so therefore, what we do is we go out of our way to wear tzitzis by wearing specifically a garment designed for tzitzis, a talis cotton. right? And while davening, we also wear talis gadol, but it's not our quote unquote normal clothing back in the day. So what they had is they had garments that was actually their clothing that was the four corner garment. And so therefore, what he is saying is that had I known while I was walking, I would have taken off the four corner garment while we were on the way because I don't want to carry on Shabbos. And basically what he's saying is, now I don't want to get, you know, too indelicate, but basically I would have stripped down. Even though it's Shabbos and even though there's something called Kavod HaBrios, which the Gemara is going to discuss in just a moment, obviously you are losing dignity by having to take off your clothing while you're walking. But he says, I would have done it if I would have known that this is not a kosher pair of tzitzis. And let's be very clear. In other words, and what would have been the impetus to him take it off? So the fact that it's lacking the proper tzitzis, that's a big deal. But the bigger deal is that it's Shabbos and it's carrying. In other words, if you're not wearing kasher tzitzis, so then what you're doing with those strings, like we learned Rashi earlier, is you're carrying those strings.
He's not changing
Rishus,
though.
He's in a Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
Dalet Amos in a Rishus HaRabim is carrying.
He said it was thrown it off.
Yeah, that's right.
He says thrown it off.
Right, that's right. Okay, good. So in other words, fine. So Vahamar Margadol covered Abir Shadoch Eslos HaSesha B'Torah. So the Gemara says, now wait one second. We're talking now about disrobing in public because of a halacha. The Gemara says, what about human dignity? And Kavod HaBrios is docha lo saseh shebetorah. So it negates, it overrides even a lo saseh. Now this is the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yates, and the Gemara over there discusses this idea extensively. The Gemara over there is a battle blot of Gemara dedicated to this topic. But in the meantime, however, we are not going to discuss it vis-a-vis a blot, but we'll still just a little bit touch on this topic of Kavod HaBrios. So we have human dignity, and human dignity is really important. And at face value, human dignity can even override an issa d'oraisa, a lav. So Tirgam Arav, no, what are you talking about? Shabbos. We're talking about Chil Shabbos. Again, that's why I wanted to be very clear. The focus over here is on the Chil Shabbos. Right. In other words, right. It's the by virtue of that, yes, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's true. But the focus right now is the Chil Shabbos that he's carrying on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Tirgam Rav Bar Shiva, Kameh de Rav Kahana, Belav de Lo Sasser. So the Gemara says, no. Yes, meaning yes and no. Human dignity is a big deal. And human dignity should not come at an expense. But what kind of expense are we talking about? An Isser de Rabbanan. So if I have Kavod HaBrios and I have a Din de Rabbanan, so Kavod HaBrios is going to trump a Din de Rabbanan. Good. That's clear. But if I have Kavod HaBrios and I have an Issa D'Oraisa, so then the Kavod HaBrios is not going to override an Issa D'Oraisa. Carrying on Shabbos obviously is an Issa D'Oraisa, and so therefore Kavod HaBrios wouldn't have trumped it, and so therefore, in version number one of our story, so he says to him, had I known while we were walking that I was wearing a tzitzis that's not kosher, so then I would have taken it off, I Kavod HaBrios, not against an Issa D'Oraisa of carrying. That's version number one. Igid Amri, the Gemara goes and introduces us to version number two. Mehasam Amrle. So in version number two, so they were walking, the corner snapped, and he told them right there and then, hey, your corner snapped. So Amrle my daitech lemishde. So very good. Thank you so much for the information. Now, what do you want me to do? You want me to take off my garment? Like, are you kidding me? So the Gemara says, what, you're asking me to give up my human dignity by taking off my clothing? Thank you, but no thank you. That's not happening. Wait one second. Yes, human dignity is important, but and it's going to override, but it's going to override Nisa Darabanan. It's not going to override Nisa Daraisa. And aren't you caring? So Hachanami Karmelis Darabanan who? So the Gemara says, no, what we're walking in right now is not a bona fide Rishus HaRabim. We're walking in a Karmelis. A Karmelis is an area that is not a bona fide Rishus HaRabim. There is an Issa D'Rabbanan to carry in such an area. But okay, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. But I don't have to give up my human dignity in order to violate, so that I won't violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. So I'm going to keep my clothing on. When we get home, then I'll change. Okay. What's very clear, Hadron Alecha Kometz at the end of the third parak of the Masechta. What's really clear from the Gemara over here is that we're talking about differentiating between Issa D'Oraisa and Issa D'Rabbanan. You know, Danny, this is the part that confused you just a moment ago. You know, when you're wearing a beged and doesn't have Dalet Tzitzis on it, according to the Tanna Kamma, which is the Gemara says this is the halacha, so now you're also violating the Torah. So it's really interesting that the Gemara is only like super focused on the Chil Shabbos. Right? Are you violating Shabbos? Are you not? If we're walking the Rishus HaRabim, yes. If it's a Karmelis, It's an issa derabanan. I don't have to give up kavod brios, etc., etc. But like the Gemara didn't flinch in terms of the idea that, hey, wait one second. It's a four corner garment, and you're not wearing four tzitzios on the four corners, and isn't that an issa deraisa? And so what you're going to have to say, meaning because the Gemara like doesn't even acknowledge that as being a consideration, what you're going to have to say is that it's not so much an issa deraisa as it's a bittul aseh, meaning that you have an opportunity to fulfill a positive mitzvah in the Torah by putting the four tzitzios on the four corners, but if you fail to do so, meaning you're wearing your four-corner garment and you don't have four tzitzios on them, so that is not an issa deraisa. It's just failure of being able to fulfill a positive commandment. You have to say something along those lines, because again, it didn't bother the Gemara at all.
Or just say that it's because of Shabbos, because if it was during the week, you just tie the tzitzis.
Right, correct. But in other words, right. But that in of itself would not have demanded that he take it off. Okay, we start now the fourth parak of the Masech. That's really exciting. The fourth parak is a popular parak. In Menachos, there are a couple of popular parakim, meaning despite the fact that the Masechta, in principle, is dealing with Mincha, and it's a mitzvah min haTorah, and it's really important, and it's important to learn, but we are now without a Beis HaMikdash for almost two millennia. So for us now, it's Torah Hi, it's all part and parcel of Torah, but we don't practice any of it, so it's harder to learn. Right? But the parts of the Masechta that are more practical, so it's more exciting to learn because... you know, a lot of these concepts we're going to put now into practice. And so, we begin the fourth parak, and it's a really popular parak. And also, it talks about a really exciting topic, and that's the topic of tcheles. Okay, we know that the mitzvah of tzitzis involves two things. It involves putting strings on a four-corner garment, and it involves where some of the strings be made up of white, and some of the strings be made up of blue. Right? Lavan and tcheles, blue and white. So the, and if I could just switch around the order of my translation so that... you know, you don't misunderstand. Okay, it's a lavan and tcheles, white and blue. Or tcheles for lavan, blue and white. Either way. And so it's the tzitzios have to be a composite of strings that are blue and strings that are white. Okay, and this Mishnah is going to be like the previous Mishnah in that what is essential, what is not essential, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. So thematically, our Mishnah is going to be a continuation of the previous Mishnayos. All very good. Like I pointed out, a lot of people walk around with tzitzis that are just made up of white and don't have blue in them. And when I say a lot, I would say most. Because what happened with the tcheles, so we have lost, historically, we have lost the tradition of what exactly is the correct animal that produces a blue dye in which we're going to be able now to dye our strings tcheles. And so over the course of the last, again, two millennia... don't exactly know. I cannot pinpoint exactly when we lost the Masorah, but you know, my best guess would be sometime after Churban Bayis Sheni, we lost the Masorah, and that's been the case for almost the last 2,000 years. However, in the last couple hundred years, so there has been a revival, Tchias HaMesim, if you will, of the mitzvah of Tcheles. So there has been basically, I'm not going to go through this with any kind of detail, but there basically have been two rounds of resuscitating the mitzvah. The first round, about 200 years ago, the Reziner Rebbe, Hasidic Rebbe in Europe, so he did a lot of research, and he thought that he properly identified which of the animals it is that produces this blue dye. And then more recently... so another group of really, really bright people. So they once again also feel that they have identified the proper animal. If you want more on this topic, funny you should ask. If you want more on this topic, so you can read. I have pamphlets for everybody to read and read up more on it. Okay, and obviously it's a really interesting topic, really interesting discussion, and okay. In the meantime, however, let's see the Mishnah, let's see the Gemara. Tcheles and ma'akev v'lavan v'lavan eino ma'akev is a tcheles. So, like I said, there are strings that are going on the four corners. And the strings are going to be made up of a composite of white strings and blue strings. So, are they essential? The Mishnah says they're not essential. Now, when we say they are not essential, what does that mean? So we'll start with Rashi. Rashi writes in a makif says a lavan the afa gav the mitzvah lases tchelas beitz chutim mitzitzis kinem mefarshal kaman afilo hachi ain the makif it's zevi avid arbas and tchelas or arbas and lavan yatsa. So Rashi over here tells us two really interesting things. One, how many there are four strings that are going out of every corner. Okay, I don't know if I made that very clear. I think I felt like we all knew that. I know it looks like eight strings, but it's four really doubled over into eight. So, but it's four strings in every corner. Now, the four strings that go in every corner, so Rashi, first of all, says, how many should be blue, how many should be white? So Rashi says, balance, two and two. So that's number one. Rashi says that the correct number of strings that should be blue or should be two. Two blue, two white. That's interesting point number one. Interesting point number two of Rashi. When the Mishnah says, Eino ma'akev, what does that Mishnah mean? Color is not ma'akev. Meaning, you can make all four strings. Principally, what you should do is you should make two of them blue and two of them white. If you make four of them white, that's fine. If you make four of them blue, that's fine. Meaning, enam akiv zed, meaning blue and white is a part of the mitzvah, but the colors are not essential. They're not ma'akev. And so all of them could be blue and all of them could be white. That is Rashi's opinion of what the Mishnah means. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, you can see the Tosfos on top of the Amud. Mitzvah lasis beis chutim tchilas ve beis chutim lavan betzitzios umashma lechara dein ze ma'akev ezeh shem hitol shnei chutim min ha'echad yatsa ki hanach detani tefila shal yad ein ma'akev et shal rosh. So Tosfos says, you know, we are going to learn together in the Mishnah in just a moment. The same thing is true regarding tefillin. That the tefila shal yad, tefila, by the way, not to be confused, davening, and the singular form of tefillin. Tefillin is plural. So I say tefillah from this point going forward. And this perek, I mean one of the tefillin. So tefillah, achas, can be worn without the other. So Tosfos says, so let's think of the parallel. If I have, generally speaking, tefillin, which is a tefillah shal yad and a tefillah shal rosh, so that means to say now that they're not ma'akiv zed zeh, which means I'll wear one without the other. I'll wear the shal rosh without the shal yad. I'll wear the shal yad without the shal rosh. Good. Tosfos says, I'm going to say the same thing about tzitzis. Now, Tosfos agrees with Rashi that it should be two strings white, two strings blue. When the Mishnah says they're not ma'akiv zed zeh, that means if I only have two white strings, that's fine. Meaning, according to Tosfos, what is not ma'akiv is actually strings. Strings are not ma'akiv. So I only have two white string. That's okay. And ostensibly, according to...
You should put four for white. You should keep it at two, not four white.
According to Tosfos, seemingly. Yes. Okay? So in other words, a really interesting debate between Rashi and Tosfos. Obviously, Tosfos goes on about this topic. But I'm highlighting the basic division between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, what's not ma'akev are the strings that are not ma'akev. So you could wear two white strings on every one of the corners and that would be fine. According to Rashi, seemingly that's not good enough. In other words, you'd have to wear four strings in every one of the corners. Color is the only thing that's not ma'akev. Continuing.
If we only one string, no?
Let's stay with what we have in the Gemara. Tefillah shel yad and ma'akev shel rosh, v'shel rosh and ma'akev shel yad. So as far as the tefillin of the yad and rosh are concerned, they are two independent mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs. They're not ma'akev zed zed. You could wear the shel yad without the shel rosh, and the shel rosh without the shel yad. Obviously, you want to wear both. They're both mitzvahs. But in other words, in the event that you only have one for whatever reason, so you can wear one without the other. Okay, that takes us through the Mishnah. Let's just jump right into the Gemara. Lema Masisin Delo Karebi. I think our Mishnah's not going like Rebbe says. The Gemara Ditanya. We have the following brisa. Risa Maso Malamid Shemaakven Zeh Etzeh Divrei Reb Meir. I'm sorry, Divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, they're Maakev Zeh Zeh. One is Maakev the other. And so the simple reading of the brisa, of course, is that Rebbe holds it is Liikuva. Now, we'll see if we can fit our Mishnah into Rebbe. The Chachamim Omer Min Ma'akvin, and the Chachamim say it's not Ma'akev. My time in the Rebbe, Diksiv, Akanav, Min Kanav. Uksiv, Upsil Tchelis. So, according to Rebbe, look, it says Hakanav, Min Kanav. Now, we're going to see this idea come up many times. Rashi over here writes, it's such an important principle that takes us really through a lot of this perek. And that is that most of the Talisos are made up of Pishtin. Meaning, back in the day, linen was a really popular fabric, a popular garment. And so most people were walking around with linen, and linen's white. I know, right, could be dyed, I know, but typically your linen was white. And now the Torah also says hakanaf, which means that it comes off the garment. Well, it's coming off the garment, so that means to say that the color of the string should be the same as the garment. Since the garment is typically white, the strings also have to be typically white. On the other hand, the Torah also says tchelas. And like I said, tchelas means blue. But not just blue, but blue wool. So what is the Torah telling us? So, and the Torah says you have to see it. Oh, so. Meaning the white and the blue, only when unified, then and only then are you fulfilling the mitzvah. So ostensibly, what Rabbi's saying very simply is that they are ma'akiv. I need white because hakanaf, because the color coming off the corner has to be the same as the corner, which is typically white, which means the strings have to be white. And the Torah also says tchelas, which means that it also has to be blue. And the Torah says arisem oso. They have to see it. Good. And Rabbanon arisem oso kol chalachudem ashma. And according to the Chacham, arisem oso, you have to see it. Yeah, I agree. But I disagree with your conclusion. Arisem oso means you just have to see one of it. Meaning, I could see the white, I could see the blue. Yes, there's a mitzvah to put both on, but in other words, I have to see it. So, lema deloka Rebbe. So now our mishnah seemingly is not going like Rebbe, which would not be the end of the world. And is it strange that the compiler of the mishnayos, the composer of the mishnayos, the editor of the mishnayos, is Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, and yet we have a mishnah here, the first mishnah in the fourth parak of Menachos, which mistama is not going like him? That's fine. Meaning because, in other words, he has an opinion, but he understands that his opinion is the minority position. And so therefore, when he writes up a Mishnah, he'll write up the Mishnah that corresponds to the majority position. So it's not, and we've seen it before. And that's not the end of the world. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Afilo Tema Rebbe. No, I could say that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe. Lo nitzucha ela lekade. That really what Rebbe means is that it's not that the colors are essential. I'll learn the Gemara like Rashi. I'll keep it straightforward like Rashi. It's not that the colors are essential, but what Rebbe is saying that one should do is, if you're going to have both colors, blue and white, there is a particular order that they have to go in. And that's what's important. D'tanya, and how do I know that? Mitzvah l'aktim lavan l'tchelas. The mitzvah is to put the white strings on before the blue strings. V'imiktin tchelas l'lavan yatsa. Now, if you put the blue before white, that's okay, but you haven't done it as properly as you could have. Ela shechiser mitzvah. You're missing a mitzvah. My chiser mitzvah, what exactly does that mean? As we turn to the top of the next amud, ilem achiser mitzvah d'lavan. Now, according to Rebbe, in other words, just having blue and not white, we know that's not okay because they're ma'akev one another. So, No, chiser mitzvah over here means eventually, ultimately, the mitzvah has been accomplished. You do have blue and white. But what it simply means is that you haven't done as best as you can. So you just haven't done it correctly. In other words, because there's an order in terms of how to affix the white and the blue, first white, then blue. So the Gemara says, really, you think that's what the Mishnah means? The Mishnah is talking about order. So I understand the first line of the Mishnah. What's the second line of the Mishnah? Meaning the first line of the Mishnah is, look, should be white and blue, and if you go in the reverse order, that's fine. Fine. But then there's a second line of the Mishnah. What are you going to do with the second line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that the tchelas eino ma'akeves es halavan. Blues is not going to hold back the white. Well, we already covered the order in the first line of the Mishnah. So what's this line of the Mishnah? So Amar Ami Barcham Lotzucha Ela Latal Shekulo Tchelas. So the Gemara says, well, let's say your talis itself is made up of blue. In other words, it was dyed blue. It Ranami Amar Le Levi Lishmol Aryoch Loteta Vakar Chadim Farshali Lahamilsa. Don't sit down until you explain to me the following. Hatchelas and Makavis is a love and the love and any Makavis is Tchelas. My he. What does the Mishnah mean? So my time hakanaf men kanaf v'i'aktim tchelas lavan leslam ba. Okay, so the first line of the Mishnah, like we already explained, means order. That sequentially, you should first put the white strings on and then the blue strings. If you mix up the order, you missed out on the mitzvah minim of her. Good, like we said. Tenach lavan deinam akiv is a tchelas. So that's great. Now I understand the first line of the Mishnah, like we already said, but. What's the next line in the Mishnah? Amalei, Rami Barcham, Lunitzucha El Tal Shekulo Tchelas. The Mitzvah Lakdume Tchelas Beresha. The Hakanaf Min Kanaf. V'i'aktim Lavan Beresha Leislam Ba. So the Gemara says, let's say you decide that you're going to be putting on a blue wool talis. That's the garment. And so now, which string should go on first? So Hakanaf tells me that the first strings that should go on should match the talis. The talus is blue, the string should go on the first star blue. And then afterwards, put it on the white. Amar Rava midit tziva kagarem. And the Gemara is, and Rava just rejects this argument outright. Meaning, I'll read the Rashi inside. Midit tziva kagarem. Rashi says, afilu kula tcheles nami. Mitzvah lagtim lavan letcheles. Rashi says, look, the color of talus is not going to affect this halacha. This particular halacha demands that the white string should be put on first. And even if the talus happens to be blue, that's not a goreim. That doesn't cause a change in the order of the tzitzis. Rashi writes, Hova rov talesos levano, saying, second time we're seeing this idea today, most talesim are white, and so therefore the default setting of which string should be put on first, white. So I'm sorry. Verov talesos levano, saying, lavan kagarim, ulachi kif tcheles achar kanaf, de la olam yehea meuchar. So in other words, first white, then blue, and that's an objective standard. And so if that's an objective standard, so once again, now we don't have a way of explaining the second line of the Mishnah. Elam Rav lo nitzucha ela lagardumim. Di'i agardem tcheles v'kai lavan, v'agardem lavan v'kai tcheles leislam ba. So the Gemara now is talking about the leftover strings. This is a halacha which we're going to see numerous times throughout this perek. And that is that when you put on the strings, you put them on karagil. In other words, they were nice, long strings. And we'll talk about later the length and the requirement of the length that's coming up later in the perek. In the meantime, however, we also have this halacha of gardumim, which is that over the course of time, it happens to all of our tzitzis, especially if you put them in the washing machine. I don't recommend. No. I recommend washing them, but just not in the machine. And some people have mastered the art, and okay, that's good. So but what the Gemara now is saying is that if we have gardumim, if we have just leftover strings, so then they're not ma'akev, meaning to put them on originally you need blue and white. But if I have gardumim, if I just have leftovers of either blue or white, that's okay. Leislan ban. The Amri b'nei Rebbe Chiya gardumim tcheles ksherim v'gardumim ezov ksherim. So if I have leftover tzitzis, that's kosher. If I have leftovers of the ezov, that is the plant that we're dipping into the water to sprinkle on the tamei meis, right? The hyssop, I think they translate it as in English. So if I have gardumim, if I have leftover of the ezov, that's kosher. The kamar shir gardumim, and now what exactly is going to be the shir of gardumim? Amar, bar, hamaduri, amar shmul, kedela anvan. Enough where I can make a bow out of it, enough to tie. Ibailu, kedela anvan, lanvan, kula ba'adadi, odema kochav echad l'chudei. Now when we're talking about tying, does that mean that I have to tie all of them together, which would require a longer length? Or does that mean tie each string in of itself? Take with the Gemara does not know the answer to that question. By Ravashi Alima Deloma Anve Vi Havakatina Anve Mai. What if, let's say, the strings are really thick? And if the strings were just a little bit thinner, I could tie it into a bow. What would be the halacha then? Amale Ravacha, Bre de Ravala Ravashi, Kosha came to Mikra Mitvasei, that's for sure okay. Meaning if I could have tied it into a bow had it been a thinner string, it just happens to be that right now it's too thick, that for sure is all right, because it is certainly recognizable. Let's pause over here. Umantana, we'll pick it up tomorrow with the words Umantana. So let's recap. The Mishnah, 10 dapim ago, taught us a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shmuel, whether the four corners are one mitzvah or four mitzvos, and the Gemara comes up with three nafkaminas between whether or not we view them as one mitzvah or four mitzvos. See the beginning of Shir today, listen to the beginning of Shir today, in terms of the three nafkaminas. Gemara talked about tampering with one of the corners, folding it, knotting it, stitching it, and the Gemara had opinions on all those matters. Carrying a four corner garment through a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and you don't have all tzitzis on the four, you don't have all four corners with tzitzis on them, so that would be a violation of Shabbos. That would be called carrying. That's hotza'a. Or actually being mavid al amas b'rishos harabim, and so that would be a problem. That would be not a problem. An iser. Okay, let's try to speak clearly. And what if you learn about it while walking? Do you have to take it off? So the answer seemingly is yes from our Gemara. In other words, what about covered abrios? Covered abrios can be docha derabanan, but not a daraisa. We began the fourth parak of the Masechta today at Tcheles. We spoke about how white and blue are not ma'akev. According to Rashi, it just simply means the colors are not ma'akev. It could be white, could be blue, but in other words, you need all four strings. That's Rashi's opinion. And then, and the Mishnah also mentioned the tefillin or not ma'akev zeh zeh. And then a discussion of whether or not we could shoehorn Rebbe into our Mishnah. Our Rebbe Yehuda Anasi's position is that they are ma'akiv zeh, the blue and white, and somehow could Rebbe's position be shoehorned into our Mishnah? And the Gemara makes an attempt to do so.